All right, so we got two kinds of research hypotheses and factorial designs we have to be concerned with. Research hypotheses for main effects involve the effects of one IV while ignoring the other, literally while ignoring the other. And we ran into that as an aggregation problem when we talked about it the other day. Sometimes main effects don't represent anybody. These are tested by comparing the appropriate marginal means. Again, something we talked about before. Main effects, marginal means. For interactions, usually expressed as different differences. Differences between a set of simple effects. Tested by comparing the results of the appropriate set of simple effects. And that's the hard part, determining which set of simple effects gives the most direct test of the interaction research hypothesis. Always trying to line up our stats so that we have the most direct test of our research hypotheses. There are, it turns out, only three real situations that you have to think about when characterizing and capturing interaction research hypotheses. We read a couple hundred articles, got it down to three kinds. The first is when the research hypothesis is explicitly stated. When that happens, one set of simple effects will provide a direct test of the research hypothesis. For example, easy tasks will be performed equally well using paper or computer presentation. However, hard tasks will be performed better using computer presentation than using paper. If we take this apart, we see that this is most directly tested by just following the language and putting in the pointies. Easy tasks will be performed equally well using paper or computer. Make sense? Hard tasks will be performed better using computer than paper. Make sense? Okay. The way that you figure it out is the variable that's mentioned twice is the simple effect that you focus on. In here, they talk about paper versus computer in the first part of the sentence, and paper versus computer in the second part of the sentence. So we're going to look at the simple effect of paper versus computer, once for easy and the other for hard. And of course, there's a WebEx that will practice you with that until you're pretty good at it. Young boys will rate playing with an electronic toy higher than playing with a puzzle, whereas young girls will have no difference in ratings given to the two types of toys. The first part of the sentence. In order to test the first part of that sentence, are we going to compare cells on the top row, bottom row, left column, or right column?
Top row.
Make sense? For boys, we have a difference between the type of toy. Whereas young girls will have no difference in ratings given to the two types of toys. What are we going to look at there? Make sense? Okay. Now, you hardly ever run into something like a research hypothesis expressed as this versus that. Why? It makes no sense. It's not part of the definition of an interaction. An interaction is defined as simple effects that are different. Okay? So you hardly ever see anything weird. Once in a while you will. Judges will rate confessions as more useful than eyewitness testimony. Where do we look? And what are we going to put in there? A right pointy, a left pointy, or an equal sign?
Right pointy.
Right pointy. Technical term. Yeah, right pointy. Pointy on the right. Lawyers will rate eyewitness testimony as more useful than confessions. Where are we going to look?
Bottom two.
Now, we are looking at, in order to test that research hypothesis about the interaction directly, we are looking specifically at the simple effect of. When you tell me we've got this and that, we're looking at the simple effect of type of evidence for each who?
For
judges and for lawyers. But for each who? Remember Horton? Different kinds of those. All right, second of all, sometimes the research hypothesis about the interaction isn't inferred. Sometimes it's not even complete, but you're supposed to get it because one of the independent variables in the study was used in previous research and the other is new. Remember, most of the time, factorial designs are replication studies. They replicate some of the earlier research and add some new information. That's how we can afford to do our business, by putting together increasingly larger and more complicated factorial designs. We replicate a little bit here, extend a little bit there, get some new information here, run it all in one study. You're not going to get a lot of support to run pure, straight replication studies. Even straight generalization studies are just deemed too expensive. What you have to learn how to do is to work it so that your research design has got these different elements of programmatic research in each study. In this case, we'll usually examine the simple effect of the old variable at each level of the new variable. This approach gives us a clear picture of the replication and the generalization of the old IV's effects. For example, previously I demonstrated that computer presentations lead to better learning of statistical designs than does using a conventional lecture. I'd like to know if the same thing is true for teaching writing. So we take this apart, and we see here is the study, the previous study. We had computer versus lecture, and everybody was learning stats. Nice little two-condition design. That's our result. Now we want to not only think about stats, but think about teaching writing. And so we end up with this larger factorial design. And part of this design gives us a replication of the earlier type of instruction effect, and part of this design gives us a test of generalization. Is what's true for statistics also true for writing? So part of this is a replication, part of this is a test for generalizability. So we are going to look at the simple effect of type of instruction for each topic. The original study, I demonstrated that rats learn Y mazes faster than do hamsters. I wonder if the same is true for radial mazes. So my old IV is type of rodent. My new IV is type of maze. To test this research hypothesis, or to test the purpose of this factorial design most explicitly, I'm going to look at the simple effect of type of rodent, right? Because the original IV in the first study was type of rodent, specifically with Y mazes. So I want to look first here to see if I replicated my results by looking at the simple effect of rodent for Y mazes. Then I want to look here to see if my results generalize the simple effect of rodent for radial mazes. The idea is, in many factorial designs, one of the IVs has been used before, and that's going to define the simple effects that you use. Let's try this one. I've discovered that psych and soc majors learn statistics about equally well. My next research project will also compare these types of students on how well they learn ethics. So here was our original study. Psych majors versus soc majors, all learning statistics. This is my new design. In order to examine the implied interaction hypothesis in that statement, I'm going to look at the simple effect of major for each
topic.
Does that make sense? Okay. Now, we can describe the pattern of data by looking at the other set of simple effects, but we can't get that description then to make any sense relative to the research hypothesis. You have to pick the right set of simple effects in order to adequately represent the research hypothesis. And here's the third. And this is the most common because it's tied to the most common pattern of interactions in behavioral sciences, which is when the simple effects are in the same direction but they're different size. When you have a pattern of data like this that you're hypothesizing, typically the statement of the interaction gets bound up with the statement of the main effect research hypothesis. So for example, we've got social and agoraphobic folks with anxiety, we've got group and individual types of therapy, the person's trying to anticipate the pattern of the interaction says group therapy tends to work better than individual therapy, although this effect is larger for patients with social anxiety than with agoraphobia. This first part is really a research hypothesis about a main effect. We're going to, in order to directly examine that, we will need to look at these marginal means for group and individual therapy. The interaction hypothesis says that while this is a general trend, the size of that effect is different. The definition of an interaction is when the simple effects are different in direction and or in size. This is the most common pattern we run into. And when you see these sorts of research hypotheses about this most common interaction pattern, a lot of the time it's tied to the main effects hypothesis, and you got to be able to pull them apart.